and with long life. Does the Lord my God satisfy me and show me his salvation power, divine healing, divine health, divine prosperity, protection, preservation, provisions, invincibility, invisibility, insulation from my enemies by the everlasting fire that surrounds me. My days are as days of heaven on this earth. I go on living freely and lightly in peace, in Christ, in peace, for the Lord my God has given me rest on every side, until our being cut up into glory, to be with the Lord without without my seeing the grave, plus eternal life in the time to come. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay. Without in the time to come, the everlasting without my seeing the grave, plus eternal life in the time to come. The bow your knees. I have this. Okay. Bow your knees. The everlasting fire dwelling in me. So bow your knees, the Satan, and acknowledge Jesus as Lord to the glory of God, my Father. As the word of God is, so also am I in this world. Bow down the devil in the presence of the Lord your God. Therefore, I was born for such a time as this. Lord, let God arise. Let all his enemies be scattered, and let all who hate him flee before him. For the Lord will not spare his enemies from death. And God also testifying with us, both by signs and wonders, and by various miracles, and by gifts of the Holy Spirit, according to his own will. We partake of the broken body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the sealing, resting in our, in my, receiving the wealth my Lord Jesus has bestowed on us, on me, including the wealth of the sinners that are stored up for us, for me, sevenfold restoration of all that was lost, taken, stolen from me, double for my trouble, restoring the years that the locusts have had eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar, the palmer worm, and a hundredfold return of all that I have left for the Lord's name's sake, plus eternal life in the time to come. The battle is over. Jesus Christ, the Lord of the harvest, the Lord God of hosts. Because you see, the enemy could not gainsay the work of the Lord. Amen. So it be, Lord. And I know that God always causes all things to work together for good for me. For I love him, and I'm called according to his purpose for me. And I'm convinced that nothing can ever separate me from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither my fear for today, nor my worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate me from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate me from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, my Lord. So it remains. Psalm 22, at the cross, my Lord Jesus, you have defeated the bulls of Bashan. This is the DNA of giants. You have defeated the rewrite for me as tenants. Your victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the rewrite has no effect on me. As I plead the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ, as I behold the strength of the right hand of God, I've been washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is therefore now no condemnation for me who am in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Behold, I take power to tread the Lord God of hosts, making a path for me on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Not that I would put the Lord my God to the test, thus by the blood of Christ, by the love I believe I receive, that if I drink any deadly thing, even the vaccines, a serpent venom, bioengineered products, and genetic modification, quantum that this shall not harm me. I shall not be affected, infected, or afflicted by the seed of the serpent, by serpent venom, by cheap implants, by the hidden deeds of darkness. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. Amen. They all failed. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts, the Lord has removed all sickness from my midst. The battle is over. Jesus Christ, the Lord of the harvest, the Lord God of hosts, because you see, the enemy could not gainsay the work of the Lord, for I am his handiwork, a masterpiece, which we created in Christ Jesus, that it to do good works, God prepared in advance for me to do. So the battle is over. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Shalom, shalom. Amen. It is written, message from God in human DNA code. Hello, my children. This is Yahweh, the one true Lord. You have found creation's secret. Now share it peacefully with the world. Thus it remains. The name of God is inscribed in my DNA, both now and forever. And I have the mind of Christ. And my spirit remains sealed with your promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of my inheritance toward redemption as your possession. Yahweh, to the praise of your glory, spirit, soul, and body. I remain in Christ, my heart crying out, Abba, my Father, my Daddy. As I partake of the precious blood of fire, the Lord my God, renewing his love, his life in me, I release the burden, removing your destroying power of his precious blood in the lives of President Trump and First Lady Melania, his VP J.D. Vance, and his wife, Usha, Prime Minister Netanyahu, and his wife, Sarah, and every one of us in the Trump, Pence, Netanyahu, all the five members of their cabinet, and administrations, all the true prophets of God. Prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers of God, the righteous men and women, patriots, generals, and military, all who are doing good, the Cattle, the Brown, the Williams, the Barrel, and the Cattle Brown families, the household of faith, our troops, the defectors from the cabals, the right whistleblowers, our children, our households and ministries, our lands and territories, our shipping and food and supply industries, our information superhighway, our physical money, our finances, our free market system, our governments and administrations over the Mideast, our the Arctics, and over our nations, and we do a church, his ecclesia, and over his over a whole creation, the plant and animal kingdom, nature, the weather, and the fall. Over all over his whole creation, the plant and animal kingdom, kingdoms, our lands and territories, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death, and thus I declare that there is none feeble in our midst. The battle is over. Jesus Christ, the Lord of the harvest, the Lord God of hosts. Because you see, the enemy could not gainsay the work of the Lord. Amen. So it be, Lord. Jesus Yeshua is the Lord of the harvest. He is the Lord God of hosts. No one can curse what God has blessed, and no one can bless what God has cursed and called abominations. Shalom, be still. We partake of the precious blood of the Lamb, sealing his covenant promises in our lives. Thanking you, Father Love, for cleansing my blood and the blood of my loved ones with the precious blood of Christ. For the life of the body is in the blood, and you have given it to us on the altar for our salvation. Praise the Lord. By the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, in our mouths, the Lord God has established a stronghold against his enemies to silence the enemy and the avenger. And the avenger, and by the blood of Christ, the Holy Ghost, the resurrection fire has come down and consumed the wickedness, corruption, defilement, crimes, a coup, fraud, treasons of this time, brings God's wrath and judgment on the kingdom of darkness and on the wicked and their wickedness, and establishes heaven on this earth today and thereafter, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God of hosts. Hallelujah. Amen. So it be, Lord. Hallelujah. You will be our God, and we will be your people. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. The death covenant of Agenda 2030 is now annulled in the name of the Lord God of hosts, Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it be. The battle is over. Jesus Christ, the Lord of the harvest, the Lord God of hosts. Because you see, the enemy could not gainsay the work of the Lord. Amen. It is done. It is finished. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. So save us, God our Savior. Gather us and rapture us from this earth, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen. Praise the Lord. By the Spirit of the living God, Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your Son comes.